Hello.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote in Pasco County?
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, would the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all. Or I have already voted by absentee mail.
I will absolutely vote.
Definitely, okay? And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote in my voting place in person.
Okay. And what is your main racial background, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or white Caucasian?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, 50, or...
50. I'm 57, sorry? So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Chris Noko. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral, no opinion.
The next one, Lisa Jaeger. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Matt, Lisa Jaeger. Familiar with? Lisa Jaeger? No, yeah, I'm not familiar.
No? Okay. Christina Fitzpatrick. Do you recognize the name? Christina Fitzpatrick?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Mike Fasano. Do you recognize the name? Mike Fasano?
Mike Fasano?
Yes.
No.
No?
Well,
okay.
Wait. Mike Fasano. Is that with an F? Fasano?
Yes. With an
S
and
yes,
with an
S. Yes, I am familiar with him. Favorable.
Okay.
Somewhat favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
And the last three, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris? It's as unfavorable as it can possibly be.
Okay. Very unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Or just some.
Extremely, very, ultimately.
And the next one, Jack Mariano. How would you rate Jack Mariano?
Jack Mariano, I'm not familiar with.
And the last one, Gabriel Papadopoulos. Do you recognize the name? Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Gabriel Papadopoulos. No, not familiar.
Okay, never heard of. And you will now, we're almost done with the story. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
Superintendent of Schools, any opinion, Matt?
Superintendent of Schools.
Is it the guy or the girl?
Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
They're both Republican. Michelle, yeah, probably... John, the second one, the man.
Okay. Probably, correct? Not definitely, just probably.
Not definitely, just probably.
Okay. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Lisa Jaeger, or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Oh, that's where I've heard that name before. Lisa Jaeger. Yeah, no,
okay.
No, that's not who I was voting for. That's where I've heard it, but not favorable.
Okay, but definitely voting for Lisa Jaeger,
Christina?
Or probably.
No,
or for Christina Fitzpatrick.
Christina Fitzpatrick, or who was the other one? Papadopoulos.
Or Gabriel Papadopoulos, correct.
Gabriel Papadopoulos. I think Papadopoulos, I haven't done all my research yet, but probably Papadopoulos.
Probably for Gabriel Papadopoulos. Okay. Lastly,
yes.
If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Gina Pinochiero or Jack Marianne?
Jack Marianne.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Marianne?
Probably.
And now this is basically the last part of the survey. We're at 85%. From the following list, What have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger, you can indicate it as well. You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa Jaeger or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I think I've heard seen a flyer in the mail.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Jaeger in the election for Pasco County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
No difference? Okay. And the last two questions, just two questions actually, about for classification purposes. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Very conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate with an associate, college graduate with a bachelor's, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.